Welcome to Lecture 1. We're going to begin our lecture in Chapter 100. We realize that the material in Chapter 100 is very technical in nature and that there are many new vocabulary words for you to become familiar with. Learning vocabulary is not fun or interesting, but you have to learn the terminology as soon as possible. This is not the kind of material that is interesting, such as material that involves the everyday activities and strategies involved in getting a winning patent for your client. However, it is an excellent time to introduce a few concepts and a lot of vocabulary, and a good place to start because it is very lightly tested on the exam. The key is to learn as much as you can in the time allotted, and then move on. We have introduced tables where we think they are helpful. The lecture always follows the reading of the material in the study guide. After listening to the lecture, you will proceed to the prior exam questions that follow the reading assignment in the study guide. The three parts will complete a study lesson. The first study lesson begins in Chapter 100 with an introduction to the regulations in the USPTO regarding the confidentiality of patent applications. As a general rule, patent applications are confidential documents under 35 U.S.C. 122A, which states that patent applications are maintained in confidence. There are three exceptions. The first is where a party has written permission from the applicant or owner to access the application. The second, to carry out an act of Congress. And the third, under special circumstances, as determined by the director of the USPTO. 35 U.S.C. 122B introduces the requirement that patent applications are published after 18 months of their filing date or 18 months after their earliest filing date claimed if the application claims the benefit of an earlier prior application. However, not all applications are published because an applicant has the option to file the application with a non-publication request. If that is the case, then the application is not published. In the MPEP, you will see constant reference to publication under 35 U.S.C. 122B. 37 CFR 1.11 introduces a listing of the files that are always available to the public, including patent files, the files of a statutory invention registrations called an SIR, and a patent application publication. These files are always available to the public, both on the Internet, or a copy can be purchased from the USPTO for a fee. 37 CFR 1.14A restates the statutory directive that patent applications that have not been published must be maintained in confidence unless special circumstances exist as determined by the director. The second topic involves status information, which is limited to information about the application. The information includes whether the application is pending, abandoned, or patented. It also includes whether the application has been published, the application number and filing date, and whether any later applications claim the benefit of the application's filing date and their status as well. Status information is always available to the parties named in the application, including the inventors, an attorney or agent of record, or an assignee of record. Status information is also available to any party that has written authority to obtain status information from one of the parties named in the application. Status information is also available to any member of the public if the application has been published or if the application is identified in a patent, an SIR, or a patent application publication. The third topic reviews the files that are available to the public. 37 CFR 1.11 introduces a listing of files that are available to the public, including the files of a patent, a published application, and an SIR. These files are available for inspection and copying, or a copy can be ordered from the USPTO for a fee. Additionally, after a patent application issues as a patent, any files relating to any matter in the patent are available to the public, including a reissue application, a reexamination, or an interference. Stated another way, Once a patent issues, any matter pertaining to that patent is available to the public. 37 CFR 1.14A introduces a number of circumstances that would allow the public access to a patent application. This would include, of course, where an application has been published. Additionally, if an unpublished application is identified as a patent, SIR, or a patent application publication, it would also be available to the public. The identification might be either that it claims the benefit of the earlier application or incorporates it by reference. The fourth topic involves a patent application publication. As stated, a patent application publication is available to the public, including the specification, drawings, and all of the papers in the file. These may be accessed over the Internet, or copies may be purchased from the USPTO. The last topic reviews in more detail when unpublished patent applications are available to the public. The files of an unpublished abandoned application are available to the public if it is identified or its benefit is claimed in a patent, SIR, or a patent application publication. If the unpublished patent application is still pending, any member of the public may order a copy of the application as filed if the application is incorporated by reference or otherwise identified in a U.S. patent, SIR, or patent application publication. If the U.S. patent, SIR, or application publication claims the benefit of the unpublished pending application, a copy of any papers in the file may also be ordered from the USPTO. An application as filed means only the specification, claims, and drawings filed by the applicant to receive a filing date, but not the papers in the file. In summary, patent applications are generally preserved in confidence unless they have been published or have issued as a patent or SIR. The files of a patent or SIR or any post-issuance matter relating to the patent or SIR are always available to the public. Status information is always available to the principals named in the case, including the inventors, attorneys or agents of record, assignees of record, or to any party that has written permission to obtain status information from one of the principals. Lastly, certain unpublished application files are available to the public. These include where the unpublished application is abandoned and has been identified in a patent, SIR, or a patent application publication. If the unpublished application is still pending and is incorporated by reference or otherwise identified in a patent, SIR, or a U.S. patent application publication, a copy of the application as filed may be ordered from the USPTO upon request and payment of a fee. If the patent, SIR, or a patent application publication claims the benefit of the unpublished pending application, then any other paper in the file may be ordered as well.